creation. When in Vedanta or in Vedic literature, when they talk about creation, they mean it manifests, not that it's created. The Jivatma is a part of Purusha, but not Bhagavan directly. Sometimes when we talk about creation, he will say, it appears that God created some souls that are eternally free, nityasthita, and others who are eternally damned or bound, nityabhata. But how can this saying say God is unfair, that he made some souls are liberated and free and happy in the spiritual world, and some are nityabhata, eternally bound and suffering in the material world? It seems unfair. But our answer to that is, Krishna or God did not create any souls. This is a Christian idea of creation. The Atma, and every Atma is eternal. The Atma was never created, and the Atma will never die. Only our material conditioning has a beginning. This is hard to understand, but it's true. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe. Krishna does not create the world because he lacks something in himself. In our experience, we act only to get something that we lack, or we engage in or act to get pleasure, such as a hobby. But Krishna is aptakam nabharam. He acts out of happiness, not for happiness. All our activities is to get pleasure. Everyone agrees the purpose of life is to be happy, but Krishna is already happy, so he acts out of happiness, not to get happiness. The jivas are conditioned in the material energy, is beginningless. Bhagavan Sri Krishna did not make the jiva conditioned. Krishna is only trying to help the beginningless conditioned soul get out of his conditioning. And that is his bliss. Our minds are conditioned. So we keep thinking, because we keep our conditioned to think in terms of cause and effect. Therefore, it's natural for us to search for a cause of everything. So Shastras teaches us that certain things are beyond our logical, empirical mind. Unless we accept the inconceivable reality of transcendence, we'll keep on searching for the cause of causeless things and remain frustrated and unsuccessful. Jai Radhesham. Some jivas are in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, some are in Brahmajyoti, or some in the material world. So how, is that fair? How did that happen? So he asked the question. He answered, he said, it's not the jiva nor Bhagavan who did anything to make the jiva, to make a jiva be in Vaikuntha in Brahmacharya material world. So that, therefore, you can't blame the jiva, you can't blame Bhagavan for the state where the state of the jiva is. Some things are just the way they are. They're beyond logic, the chintya. The only pramana is shastra and nothing else. So we have no recourse but to accept the shastra. It says some jivas are eternally in the material world, but they can get liberated. Some are eternally in Brahmajyoti, and some are eternally in Vaikuntha spiritual world. Hey, Govinda, hey, Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadayala. See, Roddy, we're here, it's having a good time over here in the material world, birth, death, old age, and disease. Those guys in my country are enjoying life. So what do? This idea that conditioning of jiva, our conditioning is material world for us jivas, is beginning of the sanadi. The concept of anadi, beginning of this, is difficult to grasp because our minds are bound by terms like cause and effect. The mind, all the experiences that we had in life after life, are within the framework or boundary of time. Our minds cannot go beyond that. Our mind has no ability to grasp that which is anadi, because all the experiences that we've ever had that are stored in our mind have a beginning and end. Our mind and our intelligence works within the bounds of time and space. But reality, the absolute reality and its transcendent reality is beyond time and space. You can't drag or reduce or drag the complete reality within limits of time and space or cause-effect relationship. So trying to understand God, Krishna, and Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, and Yogamaya, and Lila Shakti, and all these things by using cause and effect and time and space will always be a failure. So you're hitting your head on against a rock. Some reality stands beyond time and space and cause and effect. Hinduism is not just another philosophy as understood by Western scholars. It is also not mere theology. In Hinduism, what we call philosophy in the West is called darshan, it's called sad darshan, the six darshans of India, which means darshan means to see, take Tathagata's darshan. So the sad-darshans are six symptoms of philosophy, what we call philosophy or reality, to understand their visions of reality. So reality is understood by logic and time or space, but philosophy has its limits. It cannot grasp absolute reality. Reality is understood from Shastra, Shuddha Raman. There is no why for anything beyond time and space. There is no why does it happen? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why is it like this? What we're trying to understand is Krishna, and Krishna is beyond time and space, so you can't ask the question why. You can only ask how. How does it work? Not why does it work.